My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig, who's dropping a fantastic Bun B quote off air every time. And myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you as we are... We're hanging out, doing a little bit of a radiothon. Okay, I didn't realize we was gonna play it today, but that made me happy. The only thing that makes that a little uncomfortable for me is like, who are we then calling? Who are we pointing that towards?
Because
it's not towards
the
babies. He's not talking about the babies. But we want to make sure the babies are indeed literate.
Yeah, is that a shot at babies?
I don't think so. That's what I was saying. I don't think we want to call that.
Are we ripping kids right now?
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that. The Odyssey Houston Kids Read Radiothon happening today as we're trying to raise $100,000. Who?
Our listeners.
Ah, oh, yes. Our I thought listeners. You meant like people were coming into the studio.
No.
Like, is Bun B going to call them?
Well, yeah, Bun B's always welcome.
That's true.
Go Texans from Brian in Timber Grove.
That's right.
With a $1.20. Good for you, Brian.
Not $1.20.
No.
$120. Four babies going to read good because you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Go Texans. Suck it, Eric.
That's right.
From Jimmy Ray. How about that? Suck it, Eric, from Sarah.
That's right.
They're coming in. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
To text new books, one word, to 41444.
That's right. And we will shout you out on the broadcast because we love taking care of the babies, making sure that they are literate. It really is a big thing that matters. 74% of Houston school children are considered economically disadvantaged, and 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at all in the home. So that's what we're trying to help get straight, get right here in the loop. And all around Odyssey Houston today. And all of your donations doubled up thanks to Reliant. So appreciate them for doing that. But right now, what do you feel best about a day later after the Texans got a 29-27 victory in Indy versus the Colts? 713-572-4610. Because Lopez, you feel very strongly that there is one correct answer about this.
Yeah, there is a question. The way I put it on the doc with you guys this morning is, what do you feel best about a day later, and why is it the interior offensive line?
Yeah.
It is. I didn't go full Reggie, full Seth Payne, and you know, scour the all 22. But I did rewatch the game yesterday.
Okay.
And I was old school guy that texts in occasionally, Figgy that says, oh, it's all about the line. You got to watch the line.
It starts in the trenches.
It starts in the trenches.
It starts up front.
Hand in the dirt. The game in its essence is about blocking and tackling, baby.
I was that guy. I rewatched, and I was going through it pretty quickly, just play by play. Watch the offensive line, because we all know what Joe Mixon did. We all know how good Joe Mixon looked. Man, they did a good job.
So well.
Man, they did a good job.
It's about the offensive line.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was that guy, and I'm proud to say it, because I think it did a few things for me. Juice Scruggs, who I've been kind of high on since training camp, looked outstanding. I mentioned Kenyon Green yesterday. D'Amico Ryans was over the top with Kenyon Green. So I was kind of watching it. These guys were mauling. Like, they were flat mauling. And it just got me thinking, like, you don't have to have a running back go for, what did it go, 159?
Something that is correct. Like, that number is going to be etched in my brain.
Yeah, you don't have to have a guy
on 30 carries, correct.
Go for 159 all the time. But as I mentioned yesterday, if you have an offensive line that, let's say, he's run for 78 yards on 16 carries, and you go into the fourth quarter, and he can run for 30 and move the chains, or 40 and move the chains in the fourth quarter, if you have a line that can, you know, sort of instill their will, you know, like I said yesterday.
Just imposing.
Yes, grown-ass man football. Then that's something that can carry this team to places that it's frankly never been before.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I'm 100% there, and it really is for the reasons that you've laid out and that we've talked about all up and down here on 610 is the idea of, hey, man, when they know what you have to do and you know what you have to do and you were able to go and just beat them, right? Like, that's competition, man. That's the essence of competition, and that's where you prove that you are the best, right? There's ways in which you can deceive and scheme, and in some ways, like, you want to do that as much as possible to give yourself a best chance, but The real instances where in any sport where we're like, oh, this dude is like tough. Mm-hmm. This dude is a dog, as Laramie Tunsil and others would like to mention. Right. Basketball. 1v1. Right. Football. Let's go on one on ones. Wide receiver, cornerback. Who got it? Right. Mm-hmm. Penalty kicks in some ways. And although that's kind of but you end up in one on ones. Right. Like in live playing. So like there's all of these instances where it's like you have one goal that you're trying to achieve. I know exactly what you're trying to achieve and I'm trying to stop you. Those are the real essence of a competition, and running the football in some of those moments where you're trying to close out the game are those. And in test number one, the Texans proved not just to pass, but also be incredibly capable of doing it. And in large part, that was because Juice Scruggs, Shaq Mason, and maybe most importantly, Kenyon Green were on their grind.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it also shows you what's that term you use occasionally, truth of cause, or what is it?
A proof of concept.
To me, I might steal that occasionally. Because
oh, please do. It's one of my favorites.
I like that because
six.
because the proof of concept here is, like, let's say if the Colts, when the Colts are really good and can beat you, it's going to be almost not one off, but kind of like one-off plays, like Anthony Richardson goes nuts. Anthony Richardson throws the ball deep 4 times and completes 3 of them for touchdown. The concept here is, how do you know the Texans can be great? Because that's not a one-off when you're just boom, 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 boom. That's not a freak occurrence that you're proving you're better. It's not
over
a one
and
play.
Over and over
yes,
again.
It's not a one play thing.
Yeah.
And D'Amico Ryans, he was talking about this actually on the coach's show last night.
Got to listen to all the Texans radio podcast.
Well, and shout out to our guys that put it out there. That's how I listened to it and cut it up. But listen to him just frankly giddy about it.
Yeah, the key, I think, it starts, like you said, with the interior guys. Start with Juice, right? And Juice, and he had a big matchup going against Grover at that 2-high position. Mm-hmm. He did a great job of flattening him. So once Joe was getting the ball, we had such great lateral movement that there were these creases on the backside that we were able to hit. And that starts with you know, the guards and the center being able to move, and they did a really good job. And when you run outside zone, it goes back to the backside blocks. And we had one, it was very teach tape worthy block of LT and KG. They were able to get a backside block on Buckner. Joe cuts back in his huge lane. And it was, and like you talking about, I said O line, but I got to give credit to everyone. When you run the ball that well, our tight ends, the way they stepped up and blocked on the edge. I mean, Cade, Brevin, and Dalton did a really nice job getting a hat on a hat in the run game. And also our receivers. We talk about Nico and the big plays that he made down the field, the third and 11. But in the run game, Nico is blocking. Right, Robert Woods steps in. He probably had about 12 snaps in the game. Clinic, teach tape, wide receiver blocking with physicality. Like, man, it's outstanding by all of our guys on the perimeter as well as our offensive line.
I do love, like, you can tell when a coach is giddy when they're like, I would put this on film and show it to other people to teach them.
Teach tape.
Especially when you talk about D'Amico. D'Amico is a teacher. It's
a
one
clinic.
Of the things that
he
makes him
the word,
great.
A clinic.
Right. He's like, this is how you do it. This is what I was hoping for. This is what I envisioned when I told y'all this is what I wanted. And absolutely those guys on the perimeter deserve credit because that's some of the things that we were talking about when we were like scheming up runs, making sure that you have hats on hats. And you definitely saw that. I just love some of the language that we use with the offensive line when you went just
hat on hat.
Flattened them. He flattened them, right? Yeah. Like, I imagine cartoon steamrollers just like mowing folks down. And that's kind of what it looked like. The stats look cartoonish, right? I was showing you the breakdown of like where Joe Mixon picked up a lot of his yards and the touchdown.
Yeah.
Wide left, right? Like behind the likes of Laremy Tunsil and Kenyon Green. And they did a fantastic job. Absolutely, this is something that I am super excited about, if no other reason than obviously they were really good, but also like the delta from where the expectation was and where they performed last season to this week one performance. Not saying that this is the end all be all, but that change in, you know, start to finish is so great that it deserves the plaudits, and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
And that's why, you know, one day later, what I feel best about is the line, but specifically the interior line, because that's where the biggest questions were. And it's not, like I said, it's not a one-off. It's not they hit a big play. No, it's they crammed it down our throat in the fourth quarter. That's a big difference between a team that can be great and a great team. And I think there's a big difference there.
Shout out to Jeff on the YouTube that said, you know, it's coming. Look at what happened last night with the Niners in their running game,
exactly.
Right? It's definitely something that was picked up. And honestly, like, those offenses are similar, right? That's the Bobby Slowick inspiration in some ways. And so, yeah, you can see, I think that's also another thing that's fun is, like, you see the ways in which the legacy of running backs as the Niners seem to be carrying that on, right? Where you can look at the likes of Mostert and you look at McCaffrey, and now even you see, I mean, even Debo you can put in there, and then you also put in Jordan Mason. Like, running the football is paramount to what they do in addition to being able to throw the ball. And in that Shanahan type system, the Texans are doing that this year. So that's really fun.
And anything that you think is going to be like, you feel best about a day later. To me, I think it's the interior line, because we know what we're getting in C.J. Stroud, and we'll talk about that later. We know what we're getting in Joe Mixon now. You know, he's proving himself there. But to be able to say those guys in the middle against a really good defensive line, and especially a really good interior defensive line by the Colts, I could not feel better about anything other than that.
That's right. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, as we're participating in the Odyssey Houston reading radiothon. I was like, there's a lot of R's in there. I need to make sure to keep straight. Shout out to the 281 who said it's a great fundraiser. They grew up with not a lot of money, but was encouraged to read, and it showed what could be. And while they said they're not the richest, they like to think they're doing good because knowledge is power. Absolutely. So let's make sure to help the babies texting new books.
Jason
no
Grisafi from Grisafi Properties. Suck it, Eric, $187.
Ah, you love to see it. You love to see it. That's like $360 thanks to Reliant Dublin. Yeah. But yes, new books. NEWBOOKS to 41444 is the number, or that's the message and the number to text to make sure that we donate support literacy in Houston for the babies. Because you know you love the babies. Coming up next here in the Loop, time for our question of the day. And unfortunately, a legend in the acting game passed, James Earl Jones. He had some sports movies in his time, so that got me thinking. In honor of James Earl Jones, what is your favorite performance in a sports movie? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.